InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Sunday, October 6th, 2024. I am your host, Alex Jones, and I want to thank you for joining us on this emergency Sunday transmission. The globalists are out in the open. Their plan for world government, their plan for medical tyranny to own your body, their plan to build a post-human world in their own Club of Rome, WEF, UN words. This is a mad scientist death cult. But humanity is winning. Elon Musk is on record. He believes we're winning. I know we're winning. General Flynn, Tucker Carlson, the list goes on and on. And more people are joining us every day. When I first got on air 30 years ago, almost no one knew about the New World Order. Almost no one knew about their globalist technocracy plan. But now, it is the hottest main issue in the world. Before, it was an academic thing. People didn't even know about it, maybe 1%. Now humanity understands the threat we're facing. And the globalists are in deep, deep trouble. Last night in Butler, President Trump, Elon Musk, the most epic Trump rally yet. It was electric. We covered it live. Millions and millions tuned into our stream. Hundreds of millions to Trump and Elon Musk. Trump has now surged to 11 to 14 points ahead of Kamala in Pennsylvania in mainline polls and the betting averages. This is a landslide we're witnessing. It will overpower their election fraud. But they're going to hit us with the intimidation and the censorship and the attacks, the attempted assassinations. They're going to go absolutely crazy. So when we come back after this short segment, I joined a bunch of stations. I'm going to go over all the biggest, most important, latest news. I'm going to play Elon's incredible 6-minute speech last night and more. And then yesterday, I taped a big, in-depth special report on the state of the world and where we are. And the fact that we're winning, but how the enemy is going to strike back, that is the bottom of the hour. And then we'll continue on with myself and Chase Geiser and the calls and the clips for the next 4 hours tonight, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. But remember, you are the Paul Revere's. When you decide to share the live links from Real Alex Jones of the feed, when you decide to share the links from Infowars.com/show and banner video, it changes the world. We are so close to winning. We've turned the tide, but the enemy is throwing everything they can at us. Populists, anti-globalists are being elected everywhere. The UN is the most hated organization in the world. Then the corporate media. Then the establishment parties. We are winning. But for those of us at the tip of the spear, those of us that are doing the most important work against the enemy, we're being targeted. The front lines, the tips of the spear, are under massive assault, and that's why, to be victorious, it is vital for you to pray for my broadcast, other broadcasts like it, and to support it. We'll break down later how the enemies of freedom are moving even quicker to try to shut us down now before the election. We've survived a lot of attacks. People just kind of like, oh, he'll survive this time, but this is the biggest. So I need your prayers, number one. And I need your support at realalexjones.com. I want to thank all of those that made donations to our legal defense. We have to have that. We continue to hold the enemy off while we expose their operations. But I can't do this without you. You're the reason we've had so much success. And this is history happening. I want to thank all of you that have supported, but I want to encourage those that haven't. This is your opportunity to be part of history. These are epic things happening right now. It's not like I'm up here just saying InfoWars is the tip of the spear. The enemies of freedom hate us more than basically anybody else out there except Trump. And so that's why I need your help. I can't do this without you. So I humbly ask you again, please go to realalexjones.com and please make a donation at GiveSendGo that goes to the legal and the ongoing operations to keep the transmission up no matter what the globalists do. Now we're going to go to break. And we're going to come back, and I'm going to get into the really positive news and the negative news and everything that I think we need to focus on and more tonight straight ahead. But whatever you do, share the live links now at Real Alex Jones on X and Infowars.com/show. History is happening now, and humanity is winning. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Mm-hmm.
The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this T-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt now. Get yours now.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Sunday, October 6, 2024. I am your embattled host, Alex Jones, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin. Ladies and gentlemen, the main message I want to first get out front is this. We are seeing devastating victories against the globalist, the entire New World Order, BlackRock corporate system right now. Elon Musk is reaching between 500 million and a billion people a day with his messages and videos and interviews. He sounds exactly like yours truly. Not because he's following what I say, though he does listen. It's because I've studied the globalist blueprint and their attack plans in their own documents, and we're now deep into the assault. We're not in Agenda 21 beta test. We're in operational now. So it makes our job a lot easier because these people are trying to take everything you've got, control your body, your children, your borders, your currency, your sovereignty. This is absolute evil, but they are being rejected all over the world. That said, ladies and gentlemen, I taped a very, very special breakdown of this that we're going to be airing coming up at the bottom of the hour in just about 26, 27 minutes from now that I'm begging you to stay tuned for and that I'm begging for you to share. We're also going to be posting it at Real Alex Jones on X so you can share it. Because again, you're not the tail, you're not the head, you're not the ears, the legs, the guts, the heart, the brain, the eyes, the soul. You're the whole dog. You're the whole wolf. And when you hunt, we win. Dog don't hunt if you don't realize how important you are. Now, I want to hit some of the news. I want to introduce Elon Musk last night in Butler. So powerful, most powerful Trump event yet. But here's the news coming in. Trump jumps 14-point lead over Kamala in Pennsylvania Polymarket betting odds after triumphant return to Butler. Polymarket is the most accurate system other than Rasmussen, ladies and gentlemen. This is so huge. The system is in total panic mode. He wins that. He wins it all. We'll put some of these maps that I posted up on X out for you to see them in HD or they're at Real Alex Jones. So the system's panicking. Hillary came out 2 weeks ago and said, get rid of the First Amendment. John Kerry came out and said, get rid of the First Amendment. The New York Times said, get rid of the First Amendment. Get rid of the damn Constitution, they said. Hillary came out again. This video's coming up later. Chase Kaiser and myself are going to play it and break it down. And she said, quote, they're losing total control if they don't take over all of the internet and free speech and silence everyone. They've already been doing it covertly. They've been caught in the congressional weaponization hearings last year and this year. And now it's out in the open. This is desperation. Look in Germany. They just started a few years ago. Now they're winning all the major regional elections and they just won the parliamentary election, but it takes several to get in full power. But they're now the biggest party in Germany. AfD is the most powerful party in Germany. It's a nationalist conservative party, kind of like mainline populist. And now the leftist parties have combined forces to ban the AfD in Germany, ladies and gentlemen. Again, total, complete desperation. Gandhi said, first, tyrants ignore you. Then they laugh at you. Then they attack you. Then you what? Win. Win. First they ignore. Then they laugh. Then they attack. Then you win. Incredible. New big national poll. Majority of voters believe cheating will be probable in election. Despite all the brainwashing and establishment, it's not working. The gaslighting, once people are awake, is backfiring. Elon Musk warns, if we don't get Trump in, $35 trillion U.S. bankruptcy is imminent. And that's what the big international rating firms like Moody's and others say. The head of the unelected EU just came out. We have this video, and said we must follow the plan for limits to growth in the Club of Rome through the WEF for deindustrialization and depopulation. Ursula von der Leyen will play that clip coming up, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, this is just absolutely epic what's going on. Now, I want to go to the short but powerful 6.5-minute speech of Elon Musk last night in Butler. And if you want to share it, again, it's up at Real Alex Jones, and it's at InfoWars.com. And I'm going to come right back and cut right to the heart of the matter straight ahead. Here is Elon Musk, 100% in the fight for Team Humanity.
Come on up here, Elon. He created the first major American car company in generations, and his rocket company is the only reason we can now send American astronauts into space. Come here. Take over, Elon. Yes, take over.
Hi, everyone. As you can see, I'm not just MAGA, I'm Dark MAGA. Well, first of all, I want to say what an honor it is to be here. And, you know, the true test of someone's character is how they behave under fire. And we had one president who couldn't climb a flight of stairs, and another who was fist pumping after getting shot. Fight, fight, fight! Blood coming down the face. Now, America is the home of the brave. And there's no truer test than courage under fire. So that, who do you want representing America? Yeah. Absolutely. And, I think this election, I think it's the most important election of our lifetime. This is no ordinary election. The other side wants to take away your freedom of speech. They want to take away your right to bear arms. They want to take away your right to vote effectively. You got 14 states now that don't require voter ID. California, where I used to live, just passed a law banning voter ID for voting. I still can't believe that's real. So, how are you supposed to have a good, proper election if there's no ID? It's just meaningless. And free speech. Free speech is the bedrock of democracy. And if people don't know what's going on, if they don't know the truth, how can you make an informed vote? You must have free speech in order to have democracy. That's why it's the First Amendment. And the Second Amendment is there to ensure that we have the First Amendment. President Trump must win to preserve the Constitution. He must win to preserve democracy in America. Yes. This is a must-win situation. Must-win. So I have one ask for everyone in the audience, everyone who watches this video, everyone on the live stream, there's one request. It's very important. Register to vote. Okay? And get everyone you know and everyone you don't know, drag them to register to vote. There's only 2 days left to register to vote in Georgia and Arizona. 48 hours. Like, text people now. Now. And then make sure they actually do vote. If they don't, this will be the last election. That's my prediction. Nothing's more important. Nothing's more important. So get everyone you know. Everyone. So speaking to people out there, everyone in the crowd, I think, is already convinced. For people out there that are watching the video, watching the live stream, you need to get everyone you know, at work, your friends, family, text groups, your social media, everything, get them to register to vote right now. Only 2 days left for Georgia and Arizona. Only a couple weeks left in Pennsylvania. And if they're not registered to vote, it doesn't matter at that point. Register to vote. I'm being repetitive for a reason, okay? So nothing is more important. And a lot of people think maybe their vote doesn't count. Well, it does, okay? It does. It matters. And this election could be decided by 1,000 votes, 500 votes. It could, a tiny margin. So get everyone you know to register to vote. I believe it's swapthevote.com. I believe that's the site. And double check that your registration is good. Don't take it for granted. I'm just being repetitive about this point because it is the one takeaway, more than anything, that will matter is getting those registrations and then getting everyone you know to actually vote. That is what will decide this election, especially in Pennsylvania. So thank you, and honestly, you want to just be a pest. Just be a pest to everyone you know, people on the street, everywhere. Vote, vote, vote. Fight, fight, fight. Vote, vote, vote. Thank you.
All right, we're about to go into deep news blitz, clips, analysis, the latest on the hurricane. Now we're like day 11. Total FEMA stand down confirmed because all the rural areas are going to vote Trump 80%, so they're trying to shut that down. Axelrod, top Democrats are laughing, admitting it. They're doing a horrible response and blocking aid on purpose. It's all insane. But the bottom line is this. Ladies and gentlemen, the fighting spirit has now been ignited. Why the globalists hated America so much is they knew we might remember who we came from, that we don't come from cowardly people. We come from strong people. That's why we're the apple of the world's eye. People wanted to come here for more opportunity and more liberty and the wild, wild west and the maverick spirit. And that spirit is indomitable. It's the spirit God gave us once it catches fire, and it has caught fire. But that said, before we get back to the other news, the enemies of freedom know they're coming to an end. Their own white papers admit there's a global realignment. Hillary says they're losing total control and are about to lose. You bet they are. So, the Justice Department, the CIA controlled by BlackRock and the Carnegie Endowment, look it up, openly have said they're just going to harass and sue and attack and use lawfare. And if they can get Alex Jones, they can get Elon Musk, they can get Trump, they can get you. Because Trump always says rightly, they're not trying to get him, they've got to get through him to get to you. So that said, it is an epic moment to have all the corruption and the federal and state courts trying to shut me down. And we can stay on air if we have people power. If we continue to pray, continue to support, continue to spread the word. That's what they fear. They want to distract me with all these attacks that are ongoing. They filed in court trying to get the order to shut us down now on the 16th of October. It could happen any day after that. So I'm battling that right now with top people, and it costs money. And then they're in federal court trying to stop us being able to sell to a Patriot group, and Soros is coming in and trying to block it. Regardless, I'm going to keep fighting. But I need your support. We are winning, ladies and gentlemen. Think about what InfoWars has done. Think about what I've been able to do with your support. Please keep me in the fight at this critical time. Please realize that we are at an epic crossroads, and it's going to be your maximum effort at every level that's going to win this. And I can't think of a place better to support in the fight than InfoWars or President Trump or Elon Musk. Well, they're doing okay money-wise right now, though they're embattled. They're trying to kill Trump. Guaranteed they'll try to kill Musk. Musk took my advice and tweeted when I said it and said he's doubled his security. That said, I reach a lot of people, but I'm junior, and I don't have the backing they've got. I've got your backing. So I need you to go to our Give Send Go account and make a donation for legal defense and to keep me on the air one way or another. Without you, we can't do it. You make the decision to do it. And those globalists that are desperate to shut me down as a symbol and to silence me are going to be so pissed off. Break their will. Take action. I want to salute those that have donated at realalexjones.com. You go to realalexjones.com. It takes you right there where you can donate. Real Alex Jones. And then if you want to back the operation and what we're doing and regardless going forward and keeping this crew with us because we need them to put out the reports and the research and the documents and just to churn out the massive resistance, I need you to go to our great sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, with the incredible t-shirts, ball caps, supplements, so much amazing stuff being added right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Those are the coordinates of the resistance in the fight. Would you back Colonel Travis when he asked for help? Would you back Paul Revere or George Washington? I'm not comparing myself to those people, but that's the position we're in, and that's how the enemy sees me. They see this operation as important. They're obsessed with taking it down because they know we've got their number, because we're a focal point for all of you and the guests and the researchers and the journalists, and how we boost as a mothership all these other groups and organizations, and they understand that's my mission and I can't be bought. And I can't be intimidated, but I can be shut down if you don't back me. I'll never sell out. I'll never give in, but I could give out. So please support me at thealexjonesstore.com and get great t-shirts and products to spread the word, and where you can donate at realalexjones.com. A lot's going on behind the scenes, and I want to win and I want to stay in the fight, but I can't do it without you. Think about your ancestors and what they did. Freedom is not free. And it will cost you so much more if you don't invest in this fight now, if you don't at least spread the word, if you and do your own shows and do your own podcast and call in the shows, do whatever you can and go to city councils to speak and run for Congress, run for mayor, whatever. But I'm just saying, I believe humbly we need to be backed. So I humbly ask you for support at thealexjonesstore.com and for donations at realalexjones.com. Okay, to the full transmission and so much more straight ahead. Thank you so much for joining us. Now the ball's in your court.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host this evening, Chase Geiser. I will be on the air until 8 o'clock p.m. Central Time. That is approximately 3.5 hours from now. In about 8 minutes or so, we are going to show you a major new report from Alex Jones. It's about 30 minutes long. It's probably the most important report that I've ever seen Alex Jones release. It's currently up on his X at Real Alex Jones. But we're going to be airing it for the radio listeners, the viewers online as well, to make sure that everybody can see this important report, because it is more important now than ever that you support Alex Jones by going to realalexjones.com and donating to his legal defense and expenses fund, as well as by going to thealexjonesstore.com and purchasing any of our amazing t-shirts, hoodies, hats, and other products. We're going to have some amazing new product launches this week as well at thealexjonesstore.com. But we know that they're coming after free speech, and Alex Jones is the one in the way. It's not him that they're really going after, it's you. He is in the way, just as it's not really Donald Trump that they're going after in terms of compromising freedom. It's you that they're going after. Donald Trump is just in the way. So I would say that Donald Trump is to America what Alex Jones is to free speech and truth and the right to broadcast whatever your opinion is worldwide. And if you don't believe me that they're trying to come after your free speech, if you don't believe after looking at these countless court documents and court filings and lawsuits and this lawfare against the likes of Elon Musk or Alex Jones, just watch what Hillary Clinton said this week in clip number 8. She melts down, says social media companies must censor content or else we lose total control. Jimmy White did a great job of covering this on Infowars.com. Let's watch clip number 8.
We should be, in my view, repealing something called Section 230, which gave platforms on the internet immunity because they were thought to be just pass-throughs, that they shouldn't be judged for the content that is posted. But we now know that that was an overly simple view, that if the platforms, whether it's Facebook or Twitter X or Instagram or TikTok, whatever they are, if they don't moderate and monitor the content, we lose total control. And it's not just the social and psychological effects, it's real harm.
And not only are they trying to compromise our freedom of speech and our freedoms at the most fundamental level, whether it's the Second Amendment, the First Amendment, the Eighth Amendment, if you look at what's happening to Alex Jones or what happened to Edward Snowden or Julian Assange, and the 13th Amendment now with their attempt to make Alex Jones a serf of the state in their neo-fiefdom, they're also just totally opening up all the borders. We've seen the response, and we're going to get into the details of what's going on in North Carolina, Georgia, Florida, and other places as a result of this Hurricane Helene. I'm told that another hurricane is brewing and on its way toward Florida as we speak as well. But more illegals have been caught in the northern border sector than the prior 17 years combined. Let's watch this shocking timeline. Fiscal year 2024, Swanton sector apprehended more undocumented migrants than the prior 17 fiscal years combined, thanks to tips from you, and thanks to this crisis that is unfolding right before our eyes. And what's really amazing to me about this is, while we have this border crisis, while we have this economic crisis, while we have this freedom crisis, and while we have this hurricane crisis, I'm going to show you clip number 48 here in a second, we have reports coming out from our own government that Ukraine desperately needs power. We have Vice President Kamala Harris last night. She got ratioed into hell. 46,000 comments to 14,000 likes on one of her posts. The most viral post I think she's ever posted. She says, quote, "The people of Lebanon are facing an increasingly dire humanitarian situation. I am concerned about the security and well-being of civilians suffering in Lebanon and will continue working to help meet the needs of all civilians there. To that end, the United States will provide nearly $157 million in additional assistance to the people of Lebanon for essential needs such as food, shelter, water, protection, and sanitation to help those who have been displaced by the recent conflict. This additional support brings total U.S. assistance to Lebanon over the last year to over $385 million. She says this as if it's a good thing, all in the context of videos like clip number 48 being aired by this administration. Let's watch.
I'm here in an energy substation in the western region of Ukraine. This substation provides enough power for around 500,000 residents of this area. I'm standing in front of an auto transformer that used to provide power, but that Putin's forces destroyed back in 2022. As we head into winter, knowing that Putin is intent on attacking critical infrastructure, USAID is doubling our investments in replacing auto transformers that have been damaged or destroyed, and in providing protection to the energy infrastructure that remains. Thanks to the support of the American people, USAID is working with Ukrainians to keep the lights on and the heat going this winter.
Unbelievable. So we're giving millions upon millions of dollars to Lebanon. We're supporting Ukraine. We're supporting Israel, and we're funding Iran at the same time. We're leaving weapons behind in Afghanistan. We're totally disregarding our northern border, and FEMA is absolutely neglecting all hurricane victims by virtue of the fact that they are Trump supporters. We're going to have a massive report from Alex Jones on the other side of this break. Make sure you stay tuned for that after this message from our sponsors, ourselves.
Just wanted to give you guys a little bit of props, the Alex Jones store. I got my Night Panther 1984 1776 wristband on. I buy the products because I like the products and I like the merch. And here's the thing. I buy the multiple wristbands and the stickers to give them out. And I've been looking for InfoWars stickers for a while because the main store site didn't have them. So finding out that there's stickers, you know, for 1776, et cetera, on this site means I can finally have stickers mysteriously appear in my neighborhood again. I'm not going to say that the main thoroughfare had, along the bus route, stickers from every bus at the start of the route to the end of the route, but let's just say somebody may have passed some of those stickers out and had them put up until the bus line got smart to it, you know?
That's awesome, Sean.
There's not too many platforms like this that have this reach and have this depth of knowledge, and I give you guys props. for fighting through it all. And I'm looking at some red and black InfoWars t-shirts with the old style print. It's probably my next purchase. So keep it going, guys.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
You look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library. The most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have a complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
We've got it.
Dangerous men are coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
It's Sunday, October 6, 2024, and I've been on the air over 30 years, and I want all of you watching and listening to know that this is one of the most important messages in the history of the InfoWar that I've ever relayed to you. First off, from the bottom of my heart, I want to thank all of you for your commitment to freedom. If it wasn't for Americans and people around the world just like you that have been researching the globalist system and the New World Order plan and resisting it, we would have already lost the planet to these technocrats whose end game is at least an 80% depopulation of humans on this earth. Thanks to your work and your support of broadcasts and operations like mine, humanity has more than a fighting chance to defeat their operations. If I would have told you 5 years ago that Elon Musk would sound exactly like me and be reaching 500 to a billion people a day, you wouldn't have believed it, and neither would have I. But if you sit back and look at the world, everything I've talked about for 30 years is now the world we live in. And that's why the globalists want us off air, because of the incredible credibility of the broadcast and the fact that it gets more and more popular despite the establishment demonizing it and attacking it. Now, again, this is a lot bigger than just me. But if you understand why the technocrats hate InfoWars so much, you will understand how to beat them. You see, we have their number, you and I. Just like if you look at the Star Wars franchise, the first one, episode 4, they have the Death Star plans. The Empire's worried, and they should have been worried, because when people took action with those plans, they blew up the Death Star. That's the point we've gotten to. We have the Death Star plans. The Death Star is orbiting the planet, cleared to fire, but we the people are engaging it at point-blank range. And not in a physical war, but in a war of ideas. So I wrote some notes here that I want to go over, because it's very important in my view, and I think you agree with me, at this critical juncture in history with only 29 days to the election, most important election hands down in world history, not just American history, to really look at the choices we have, the different roads we can go down at this crossroads that we are now at. Because very soon, we will pass the event horizon, or the point of no return. It's not hyperbole, it's not hype, to say that we're living in the most important time in human history. The very destiny of our species is being decided by us and by our actions right now. It cannot be overstated how right folks in the liberty movement, not just myself, have been for 60, 70 years. When I was 15, 16, 17 years old, I read books written by Anthony Sutton and G. Edward Griffin and people even before them that laid out the private central bank's plan for America and the world. And they were going off the source documents of these big corporations. Anthony Sutton was the chief archivist of the U.S. Senate. I was able to talk to him before he died. And he saw the classified documents, how a multinational banking cartel had actually financed the communists in Russia, China, and the Nazis. It wasn't that they controlled them completely, but they were building them up to be a tyrannical opposition, so the West would have to build up a large military-industrial complex to counter it, and in the process, we would lose our freedoms as well. And the reason I mention that is, if the public learns how these games work, and they learn who controls BlackRock, the big private central banks that are owned by just a few families, and if you understand their anti-human agenda, and how they see us as like cockroaches that got into the pantry, that are taking up their resources, then you understand why they're so ruthless. They believe that we are an infestation, a disease, that we're in the way of this future world they want to build. And they don't want to give us access to all the incredible technologies that the common people have actually developed, where the real geniuses come from. The life extension technologies, the free energy systems, and so much more. So they are working, the globalists, diligently to create a new dark age for the general public, to dumb us down, to deny us access to these incredible technological wonders in the process of preparing us for physical depopulation and death. So I now want to talk about the position InfoWars is in today, and the fact that not just InfoWars, but my ability to continue to speak to the public is now in your hands. I've heard this tens of thousands of times in the last 30 years. People always say, the left doesn't care about us. The elites don't care about us. Bill Gates doesn't care about us. FEMA doesn't care about us. No, they do care about you. They want to kill you. They hate you. And I'm just now seeing the general public and prominent people like Elon Musk and Donald Trump and Tucker Carlson and Joe Rogan, who I know all of them, are really starting to get just how diabolical this is. And that's why Elon Musk and I last year coined the term or the slogan, the maxim, Team Humanity versus Team Death Cult. Because we can't just oppose the death cult. We've got to define what we stand for. And it's because the establishment sees InfoWars, and they've written about this and done countless news programs about it, and they've had congressional hearings about me. They have tracked back to InfoWars over the last 30 years with our films and my shows and our reports and our activism that 9 times out of 10, for the first 25 years of my operation, it was us, our listeners, our crew, our reporters, our guests, our films that triggered the chain reaction of mass awakening. The good news is freedom and the understanding of this tyranny has become so great now, it's almost ubiquitous. It's becoming commonplace that now 80% of the time, I am not the one, or my crew are not the ones, breaking the original big story, crippling New World Order operations. I've always said I want to become obsolete. And I'm far from obsolete, but it's a very exciting time knowing the globalist plan, knowing that everybody else is covering all these side issues and political cul-de-sacs and rabbit trails, but that we have been over the target. Now, that said, if they're able to shut us down, the Democratic Party, the FBI, the CIA are on record. They've even testified to this. They're proud of it. They're not hiding it now. The mask is off. They're going to use the tactics that have been perfected and tested on me and beta tested on everybody else, right down to the general public with their social credit score, where if you're not a good little New World Order globalist and follow all their ever-changing, expanding, more draconian edicts, then you yourself will be persecuted, censored, debanked, bankrupted, and even put in prison. And they think that that intimidation by trying to destroy me and others will intimidate you. They've misjudged you. I bet on you. I bet that most of humanity was like me and that you were just asleep. And that once you discovered the tyranny and the intimidation and the bullying, that it wouldn't make you run for the hills in fear, but that it would trigger you like I was triggered to stand up and fight back. And you know what? My instinctive bet on you has been proven absolutely correct. Another fallacy I hear a lot is that the New World Order does all this. The top banks do this for money. They issue and control the money. They get people to do bad things for money that are compartmentalized, and in most cases don't even know what they're doing, like the doctors and nurses and medical systems pushing poison shots and lying about their efficacy and then covering up the massive damage caused by them. No, from the top to the bottom, globalist operatives know they're going for full control. This death cult wants absolute power. And now that brings the subject to where InfoWars and myself are right now. Without spending an hour on the history of it, most of you now know it. We've done a good job. You've done a good job getting the truth out. Tucker Carlson, Joe Rogan, Elon Musk, they've all exposed the truth. That's really helped because they recognize if they can destroy me as a populist image and shut me down and then steal my identity and build these straw men of what Alex Jones really stands for, to then use the facsimile of Alex Jones to demonize the rest of the liberty movement, the globalists could win. But folks now understand that the enemy has tried to basically steal my identity and then create a false Alex Jones in an attempt to demonize the populist pro-human movement, and that's backfired. So more and more people are now rallying to InfoWars because it's a lot bigger than just me individually. It's about that image of the populist man, the populist woman, the populist individual standing up for what's right in the face of the system as a real maverick, as a real trailblazer, as a real rebel, and having victory. So to recap the history, they needed to get Trump. The Democrats openly said, we will say that Alex is Trump's brain and right-hand man, which I wasn't. And then they'll demonize Alex Jones and then use that to demonize Trump. And then Hillary, you know, said that I was Trump's brain. We've got to get Alex Jones. Then they looked at my whole history and there wasn't really anything that they could say was bad. So they exaggerated what I said and did with Sandy Hook, attributed what everybody else said and did to me, had judges default me, had show trials, had $1.5 billion judgment to try to scare and intimidate everybody else. And then now I've been in the process for years trying to shut down InfoWars. And we're coming down to the final days of their quest here in just the next few weeks on November 13th. And there's been some new developments where the Democrats out of Connecticut and Senator Blumenthal's office and operation are trying to begin the shutdown actually on October 17th is the hearing, and the shutdown would be on the 18th. And again, they don't want money. I tried to settle for them for more money than I ever personally made over the next 10 years. And they finally said in the news, we don't want money from you. We want you closed. We want you liquidated. And then they still, because I'm non-dischargeable debt, want to chase me around, stopping me from going on the air for the rest of my life. Does that sound American to you? No, that violates the 13th Amendment against indentured servitude and slavery. So, we're a major figurehead, like a Roman standard or capture the flag, that the bad guys want to take off the air to intimidate others and to set the precedent to be able to go after everybody else. That's why I need funds for legal defense, because what they're doing is unconstitutional and outrageous. But if I don't put on a major defense, they will be able to shut us down and will be able to continue to try to shut me down in the future. And then they'll be able to do it with you. That's why we've launched RealAlexJones.com. When you go to RealAlexJones.com, it takes you to Give, Send, Go, and a legal and expenses site so that I can fight these legal battles and keep the operation, whether InfoWars survives or not, on the air. Think of the historical times we're in. Think about the opportunity you have to actually back an organization that the globalists hate above every other media organization in the world. Trump is the only person more attacked, more demonized than yours truly. And that's because they fear him as well, because they've got to get through Trump to be able to get to you. And the same goes for InfoWars. So I want to thank from the bottom of my heart everyone that has donated. And as I said, it's been the honor of my life in 30 years to work with all these great researchers and authors and investigative journalists and whistleblowers and the listeners and the viewers and all the information you've shared with us. We really are a family of people of every race, color, and creed who love God and love justice, who have been through an incredible adventure and saga together. And when I look back at all the persecution and attacks, it's like that great Frank Sinatra My Way song where he talks about looking back on all of it, and it just makes him laugh and it makes him cry, because even the terrible things that happened are now sweet memories, because that we persevered and we fought through it. Even though sometimes we didn't win the particular fight, we won because we kept our integrity. And so that's why the enemy wants us shut down, because we are the symbol and the image of what they fear most. People that have integrity and strength, and people that are like our ancestors that went through incredible struggles to bequeath to us and to enshrine the basic freedoms we have today. We sell a t-shirt at thealexjonesstore.com that says, we are not descended from cowardly men. We are not descended from people that would bend over and roll over. And that's why the globalists hate America so much, because they fear who we come from. And they know, like a fire that looks like it's extinguished still has big coals in it. And if you just get some little pieces of kindling and put it on that coal and blow on it, it ignites into flame. And they know that tyranny is the wind that stirs up the brush fires that Thomas Jefferson talked about in the minds of men and women that will destroy these tyrants. They can't believe how much they've already gotten away with, and now the world is waking up to them, and they think if they can bend the tip of the spear, they think if they can punish and prosecute Trump's biggest supporters like myself and Elon, that all the rest of you will see that and that you will cower in fear because they have misjudged you. So I humbly ask you from the bottom of my heart to think about all the incredible things InfoWars and our team together have done over the years. We exposed 9/11, we exposed Bohemian Grove, we've exposed the poison shots, we've exposed the open borders and the human trafficking, we exposed Jeffrey Epstein first and the sex blackmail operations. We've been anti-war for my full 30 years on air. We've been instrumental exposing the Bilderberg Group. The list goes on and on and on. Secret DNA databases. When your child is born, they prick their heel and claim it's for a blood test for blood diseases, but it really goes in a DNA database. I broke that. Myself and my crew have broken thousands of major stories, hundreds of top game-changing stories. Hillary credits InfoWars for pushing Trump over the top in 2016. Well, that isn't credit to me. That is credit to all of you. But I don't just want you to support us and keep us on air and share our articles and reports and pray for us because of past work we did. No, I want you to keep me in the fight because whatever happens to InfoWars, I don't want to just survive. I want to expand and get more reporters and crew and be on air 24 hours a day, not just 10, 12 hours a day. I want to thrive in the face of tyranny. I want to roll them back. We're so close. I want to defeat them. I see a common comment on InfoWars.com and on X and other places saying, hey, Jones, because of X, you can just do your show from a home studio. You don't need the reporters. You don't need the crew. It doesn't matter if they shut you down. They could kill Elon Musk at any time. I hope they don't. They could use the federal government, which they're talking about doing, or other governments that are criminally coming after Musk, shut him down. We've got Musk, X, we've got Rumble, we've got a few other big platforms, but not many that actually have a news division that is hardcore like we are. So, we need reporters, we need news sites, we need investigative units, like O'Keefe does and like Steven Crowder. We've done a lot of that work over the years, but I want to do more of it because it moves the needle towards freedom. It's so game-changing. InfoWars' best work isn't behind us. My best work isn't in the past. Man, I know more now than I ever did, and I'm getting more focused and more determined and making more connections every day. So, my mission has always been to defeat the globalist and make my work obsolete because everybody wakes up and we're starting to get there, but we're a long way from victory. So please go to therealalexjones.com and make a donation. Please go to thealexjonesstore.com and get a fundraising t-shirt or ball cap and now great supplements because it takes money to fight these monsters and they are so angry. They are so frustrated. They boil with hate on the news. The Democrat Party lawyers and say, don't send him money. Don't keep him on the air. They said 5 years ago, 3 years ago, 2 years ago, a year ago, because they don't want the operation. They don't want money. They want to close it. And the fact that you've held them off this long is beautiful. You have kept me in the fight. That's why when people on the street or people call in or people on X thank me, I say, please stop thanking me. I want to thank you because together we have done this. If you really want to thank me, then help me win. Continue to share our reports. Continue to re-upload our videos. Continue to pray for us and back us financially because it takes money to win a war. All of the basic freedoms we have that God gave us are only in force now because our forebears enforced them. They didn't give us those freedoms, God did, but they paid for them in blood to ensure we got them. Yeah, God gives you and your wife a child, but if you don't feed them and take care of them, they die. And it's the same thing. God gave us the freedoms. God gave us the free will, but we have to defend it. Just like if your parents give you a house, well, if you leave the windows open and don't fix the roof and don't fix the wiring, it's going to burn down. It's going to blow away. It's the same thing. So donating to InfoWars, donating to trying to keep us on the air is great, but it may be shut down in just a few weeks. But if you support our sponsors, thealexjonesstore.com, and if you support our legal defense fund and operation fund at RealAlexJones.com, you ensure one way or another my fight against the tyrants continues. And that's why, again, ask you to count the cost and be part of history and realize it's an opportunity to donate to this ongoing operation. It is a chance for you to literally join metaphysically and historically and spiritually with your forebears and others that defended all the freedoms that we enjoy today that are under such unprecedented, incredible threat. Regardless, I'm going to continue to fight on. And I just want to say it again. It has been the honor of my life to work with all of you, to talk to all of you, to see the work that so many countless great people are doing on the ground and in government and in corporations and in academia and in the information war to take on these globalists and to see us turning the tide and to know that we have the initiative is so exciting. Most people that fight tyranny in history never get to see victory in their lifetimes, but they still do it because they know it's right. We're beginning to see victory right now, but it's paradoxical. That means our enemies are going to push that much harder and are desperate. And that's what makes the situation so existential, so hyper urgent. In closing, it has been such a blessing to be associated with the fighters, to be associated with the people that aren't under the New World Order satanic spell. It is really incredible to be involved in all of this and to be right in the heart of it. And I just think about the fact that if it wasn't for you supporting InfoWars over the years, humanity would not be as awake as we are today. I mean, we really have together had incredible successes, and all glory goes to God. So I wanted to just read to you a few of the comments at realalexjones.com on Give, Send, Go. And there's thousands of them. I suggest you read some of these comments for yourself. And I just want to, again, thank these folks, because listeners and viewers are really the heart of the awakened people. And then that smaller percent that actually support financially are the elite of the elite. So I just want to, again, thank all of you that did donate and are donating for keeping me in the fight and keeping us involved in this mission, because that is my driving force. That is my North Star. That is my heart. That is my soul. And I just, it's like worse than dying to let the enemy silence my operation. And so that's why I'm so thankful to all of you, and I want you to know that from the bottom of my heart. D.B. Cooper said, Alex, some of our forefathers lost everything. This is documented in our history. You are in a fight that too many Americans cannot comprehend because they do not know history. I do understand, but I never thought in my lifetime that I would see modern-day fight like yours. Please keep you and your family safe. D.B. Cooper, thank you so much. Absolutely. We're a compendium of the past, the present, and the future. And if we don't realize history's happening now, we will repeat it to devastating consequences. Karma, who gave $4,000, our biggest donor, and I thank you, said, whoever relies on the Tao in governing men doesn't try to force issues or defeat by force of arms. For every force, there is a counterforce. Violence, even when well-intentioned, always rebounds upon itself. Tao Te Ching. Verse 30, defy the laws of God and the universe at your peril. Here's another anonymous user, a heart, another anonymous giver. Fight, fight, fight. A friend says, Alex, go baby, go. Well, you're the reason we're going. So yes, thank you. Continuing here from anonymous giver, $1,000. Sunlight is the best disinfectant. And that's why evildoers hate it, because they want to operate in darkness. Great point. Pastor Gary says, Alex, did you ever do due diligence in determining whether any of these?
And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the New World Order's coming. It's here.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis, because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWars LikeWithTinctureStore.com and get it now, because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Spirit are kicking in. I wouldn't even call it fear, but you're understanding the danger and getting motivated. Another anonymous giver said, Alex is a hero. He needs our help. All of you standing up for liberty are heroes. All of you. We are one family. So again, back at you. Another anonymous giver, thank you, Alex Jones. God bless you. God bless you. Continuing, thank you, Alex. God bless you. Cry Havoc, release the dogs of InfoWars, says Tucker, game 800. Thank you. Quotes William Shakespeare there. Wilhelm, here is some ammo for your fighter jet. I'm a fighter jet. I'm fully fueled, know the targets, but I need to be loaded with the weapons, and that's money at thealexjonesstore.com and realalexjones.com for donations. David says, because of the great merchants of the earth, all nations were deceived through pharmacy into a system of identification where you cannot buy, sell, or trade. And that's now the big pharma social credit score vaccine passport that the UN's passing treaties on. So yes, Revelation is becoming fulfilled. Jose sent a heart. Anonymous giver said, keep fighting. I will if you back me. Melena Snyder gave $20. We've got anonymous giver. God bless you for never giving up, praying for your family and strength in the days ahead for everyone on the front lines of the InfoWar. Yes, it's a war. It's history. Money you put, word of mouth you put, prayer you put, and this is for your own defense. This isn't just an opportunity. This is an imperative. And if you don't back me, find somebody else to back or speak out yourself. But I think we're a good place to bet. There's so many other great comments here about praying for my family. Yes, I need that. Fight, fight, fight. I see that a lot. Absolutely, Trump. Fight, fight, fight. I listen to every single show, every single day. Let's go, Brandon. Yeah, F Joe Biden. And if they shut down InfoWars, just please spread the word about the new operation, okay? And so I'm going to stop right there because we've got to end this and go on the live Sunday show coming up here in just a little while. And I want to thank all the crew for working so hard, particularly Chase Kaiser behind the camera. He's been our MVP the last year, working up to 18 hours a day. And I wrote these notes here. I think I made all the points here, but there's no longer time for any denial. We have real globalist tyrants coming down on us. I mean, this is grade A certified totalitarianism that literally wants to take over the human species itself. In the globalist own words, to conquer our own biological being and sterilize us so we're a corporate commodity. You think they just want to end with Terminator seeds that can't grow new plants? You got to get new seeds each time? No. They want to make us the Terminator humans, but not some cool, tough robot, but something that's a factory-farmed, controlled thing. This technocracy wants to play God. It's up to us to carry out God's plan and resist them. So again, from the bottom of my heart, and from the whole crew and everybody else, it's been an incredible adventure. Whatever happens, we've had devastating victories. We're winners. We're not losers. We were exactly where we wanted to be, and we've done the best job we could, as imperfect as we are, God working through us, and we can leave it all in the field. But the fight is far from over. So I hope to have great buyers that buy InfoWars. Soros is on record through Media Matters saying he may buy it. Regardless of what happens to that, it's just a name. It's a studio. We need funds for a new operation with new folks we're going to work with, to continue on and not miss a step. And if you want that to happen, go to thealexjonesstore.com, get the t-shirts, get the ball caps. If you want to donate to legal defense and our overall operations defense, then go right now again to realalexjones.com. All right, history's happening. I wanted to just basically lay this out. If you saw the hatred in the eyes of the bad guys when I'm at these courthouses with them and you've seen them on the news, they just hate me because they hate you. They've been tasked as Judas goats, as Judas Iscariots, as mercenaries, to take over this country and end the First Amendment and persecute people. But they see their power and the fact that they bet on BlackRock and the Federal Reserve and Hollywood and the New World Order and the establishment slipping away. So they're desperate because they bet on the wrong team. And instead of hating their masters that lied to them, they hate those of us that don't want to be their slaves. But not being a slave is a spiritual choice. I am not Satan's slave. I'm not the New World Order slave. I am God's servant. And in that, we transcend these enemies. God bless you. And again, for myself and the whole crew, I cannot thank you. And I don't thank you 10 times because I mean it. It's all because of you. The success is because of you. And I have a lot of confidence because I know God's working through you. God bless. And hopefully I'll see you on the air soon.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are in resistance. It's Alex Jones.
The enemies of humanity have been very good at dividing and conquering us. But if we simply start thinking about things according to the definition of is it pro-human or is it anti-human, we start to win. And that's why I had the idea for Team Humanity. I brought it up to Elon Musk. He loved the idea.
What would you call the debate and discussion about a pro-human future? Just Team Humanity?
Yeah, Team Humanity. Absolutely.
And so we have the t-shirt, Team Humanity, with a nuclear family standing against the globalist. This shirt is a great conversation starter, but it also is a fundraiser to keep InfoWars on the air so we can promote and support Team Humanity. I want to thank you all for your past support, but I want to encourage you all now to understand that this is a revolution against the globalists, and it is so critical now to signal the fact that you are part of Team Humanity. We're told humans are the problem. We're told we're killing the earth. We're told all this garbage so we hate ourselves and stand down and roll over and die. We're not going to do that. Get your Team Humanity shirts now at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you all for your support. I just want to state this again, because I don't like talking about myself every day on the show and what's happening, but we're forced to because, as you've seen, we're national news, international news. If they can take us down, they set the precedent to take everyone else down. Media Matters, run by George Soros, the admitted Nazi collaborator. He said that on 60 Minutes. The news says that's a conspiracy theory.
My understanding is that you went out with this protector of yours who swore that you were his adopted godson.
Yes.
Went out, in fact, and helped in the confiscation of property from the Jews.
That's right.
George Soros's Media Matters, they created a list of sites that post some of my content on YouTube. And here it is. And most of these I've never even heard of. And they said, oh, look, they're posting his content. Take them down. And YouTube did. I mean, when Media Matters snaps its fingers and says, jump, Google, a trillion-dollar company, ask how high.
The potential censorship of free speech, I think, goes to the core of our country's freedoms.
Take Alex Jones' platform that he talks about away. I ask that you make certain he can't rebuild.
Now, I can show you the headlines where they say they want to own the name Alex Jones. They want to own Real Alex Jones on X. They admit they want to set that precedent.
The whole idea of now we are going to have corporations censor speech based upon their definition of fake news, based on their definition of hate speech, is opening up a Pandora's box.
I hope that we never see someone like him again.
And if you're out there right now and you're one of Alex Jones's audience members and you're considering giving him money, I just want you to know that based on the jury's verdict today, it's not a very good bet.
Take him out of this discourse, of this misinformation, of this peddling of lies, and make sure he can't do it again.
The Justice Department backed Deep State has launched a new vicious attack on myself and InfoWars. They're attempting to seize control of our operations October 17th because they know coming up on November 13th, InfoWars is going up for sale at auction, and they're worried patriots are going to buy it, and the operation will continue on. They are pulling out all the stops, have introduced a lawsuit, the Democrat Party back group, in Travis County with judges they think they control.
They literally... this has been adjudicated in the Supreme Court, the Texas Supreme Court, the Fifth Circuit, all of it, are saying they own my name and own me, and that, like I'm a corporation, they want a receiver appointed that owns me forever. That's why they didn't want to settle. They wanted it to be non-dischargeable. And when they shut down InfoWars, if they're successful, it doesn't matter. Anything but $1.5 billion, they say they own me.
What was an indentured servant?
I'm an English youth and want to get to America, I will sign a contract saying that I will give 7 years of labor to a master who will pay my the price of a ticket to get across the Atlantic on a ship. But when I sign that contract, I'm in for 7 years of extremely tough labor. I might not survive it, because that master, I'm just a piece of property. He can do with me what he wants. I don't work hard enough, he can beat me. If he doesn't like the way I work, he can sell me to a neighbor.
Indentured servants accounted for three-quarters of the 130,000 English who came to the Chesapeake in the 1600s.
Now, the courts have all ruled you can't do this. It's cut and dry. But they don't care because they believe they control the courts in Travis County, which they're now filing in. The Democratic Party has officially. They want me off the air when President Trump is president-elect. And they're moving to shut us down now on October 17th. I'll sleep on somebody's couch and do this broadcast. But the issue is, if I don't fight them in federal court and state court now, they will absolutely hamstring what I'm doing if they're successful and set this dangerous precedent. I've been up here like a baby bird chirping, begging for food because I don't want to give up. And I hate begging, but I hate losing to the New World Order when we're so close to victory, a lot worse. Three words, real. AlexJones.com. Go make a $5, $10, $100, $200, $1,000 donation to the First Amendment.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I am your host this evening, Chase Geiser. I will be broadcasting from the InfoWars Command Center located in the heart of Texas in Austin, Texas, from this moment until 8 p.m. In the final hour of the broadcast tonight, we will be taking your calls, so make sure you keep your phones close by. Open lines, as always, for any show that I host. And one of my goals for this broadcast tonight is just to get as close to possible to absolutely murdering any of these arguments in favor of FEMA's response to this disaster with Hurricane Helene. To any of those who defend the Harris administration, the Biden-Harris administration, remember how funny it is. Remember how when Biden first took office, it was so groundbreaking. It was a shattering of the glass ceiling that the Biden administration did not refer to itself as the Biden administration, but instead referred to itself explicitly as the Biden-Harris administration, marrying them together as if we are really a team, as if Kamala is just as much a leader as Joe Biden is. In hindsight, it's really funny because it turns out that Joe Biden certainly wasn't running the White House in any meaningful capacity. After all, he does have the record for the longest time spent on vacation of any president in the history of the president of the United States. And now she's trying to walk back her associations with Joe Biden, saying things like she wasn't the border czar, saying things like his administration and my administration will be different. She's trying to disassociate herself with the failure that was the administration when what at first seemed like an advantage to allow her name to be associated with the Biden-Harris regime, it is now obviously a disadvantage because we have been failed and betrayed, frankly, on every front that we, the people, could be betrayed on. I mean, just watch this video. This is clip number 52. It's a video that resurfaced of Jean-Pierre talking about FEMA funding for illegals. This is 52.
I wanted to ask if the White House plans any legal responses.
She looks like a chia pet.
For the state sending migrants on buses. And secondly, if there's plans to reimburse those cities or provide funding for how they're handling that.
So on your first question, it's basically, we're, you know, referring, I was asked a question like this yesterday to Department of Justice on any legal actions that might be taken or being looked at. Certainly that is for them to take a look at. As far as how we're supporting cities, so, you know, as we've done many times in response to repeated attempts by these Republican officials to create chaos and confusion at the border, we are working to manage the consequences of including this latest political charade that we're seeing. So FEMA regional administrators have been meeting with city officials on site to coordinate available federal support from FEMA and other other federal agencies. Funding is also available through FEMA's Emergency Food and Shelter Program to eligible local governments and non-for-profit organizations upon request to support humanitarian relief for migrants. We'll continue to do what we can as a federal government to support these cities as we rebuild our asylum processing system after it was gutted by the Trump administration. Okay.
All right, so there they are admitting that FEMA is funding migrants in this humanitarian crisis. We know that millions upon millions, if not billions of dollars, were dedicated to this. And we have given billions of dollars to Ukraine. We are giving now millions upon millions of dollars to Lebanon for whatever reason. We've given money to basically every country in the world that could possibly take money from us, with the exception of perhaps Russia or China, which have both done back deals with the Biden family over the course of the last 10 years. So every country but our own country seems to benefit from our taxes. And we have the likes of Brian Stelter, the embodiment of Rosie O'Donnell's clitoris itself, back at CNN saying that these are all lies from the Trump administration or from Republicans in clip number two here regarding any claims that FEMA has allocated funds to migrants that would otherwise be allocated to disaster relief. They're trying to use the argument that because Congress passed a budget that the President of the United States signed that allocated X number of dollars to natural disasters and Y number of dollars to migrants, they're trying to argue that since it was already passed by Congress, then it's not somehow the fault of this administration, when it absolutely is the fault of this administration if we passed a budget that allocated money disproportionately toward migrants away from disaster relief. I mean, come on. Let's go to clip number two right now.
And look, I'm one of the new jobs. I guess I'm a new hire, so I guess I'm in the jobs report. It is so frustrating to think that we're in this environment where Donald Trump tells you not to believe your eyes or your ears. And I think the reason why I'm so worried about this week, Caitlin, whether it's the lies about Helene or the lies about the job report, is that this foreshadows the election. It foreshadows what's going to happen to our country in November. It foreshadows the lies that are going to be told regardless of what happens in the election.
Anderson Cooper in clip number seven says that there is a flood of falsehoods. You can see that in the lower third of their coverage. Meanwhile, we see reports that Helene could swing the election. Politico says the quiet part out loud. David Axelrod earlier this week also said the quiet part out loud, admitting that this was going to harm the Trump campaign. We begin to see a motive then for why they would neglect to respond to the disaster for these people. But this is clip number seven here of Anderson Cooper.
So, a lot to talk about tonight with former Harris Communications Director Ashley Etienne, also journalist Gretchen Carlson, co-founder of the nonprofit Lift Our Voices, and CNN senior political commentator Scott Jennings. It is, Gretchen, I mean, it's, I guess, not surprising, but again, in a storm like this, with people who are dead, people still missing, people suffering, to have falsehoods put into the mix is just, it's kind of icky.
And I was about to say that his advisor had a great day today because he actually was very reserved for Trump, right? He didn't call Liz Cheney stupid. He didn't call Kamala Harris stupid. So he was on his best behavior. However, these lies, I think, are for one reason only, and that is he is currently winning on the immigration front. And they saw that when they made up the lies about what was going on in Springfield with the Haitian immigrants, that probably got the base all ginned up, right? And maybe his points even went up.
So now they're saying that the Trump administration has been lying about what's happening with the migrants, with the eating of people's pets and cats. Oh, just because this video of cats being eaten was in Dayton, Ohio, and it was African migrants and not Haitian migrants, that means that the whole entire thing is a lie. The fact of the matter is, if you have migrants coming into your country eating cats on grills, when you have police reports from Springfield, Ohio, this is documented, acknowledging that people have called in, complained that their cats went missing, believing that the neighbors were eating their cats, having flesh remains of their cats in their freezer so they could give it a proper cremation or burial later. This is from the police reports. All of the evidence is on our side that there's been tremendous amount of disruption. And if that isn't enough to convince people that there's a problem, just look at the car accident after car accidents where migrants are driving into school buses, resulting in the deaths of young children. Car insurance costs have gone up astronomically in the regions like Springfield, Ohio, because the collision rates have gone up so much, because these people are given cars without proper training on how to drive a vehicle. This is a major crisis, but no. We have News Nation in clip number 54 saying that it's all lies. It's all lies what's happening with Hurricane Helene. It's all lies what's happening with the migrants. Let's watch.
Well, some Republicans are claiming that money set aside by Congress for disaster relief is instead going to migrants. But the White House and FEMA saying that is just not true. It does come as Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says FEMA does not have enough money to make it through the next 2 months. That's when the Atlantic hurricane season will end. And for years now, through multiple administrations, the agency has struggled to keep pace with an increasing number of natural disasters, including more powerful hurricanes. News Agency Joe Khalil continues our coverage from Washington. Joe, what exactly is this all about?
Well, clearly, Nicole, these claims have garnered enough attention where FEMA is now doing something kind of unusual. If you go to their website right now, they have created a tab that's labeled Hurricane Helene Rumor Response. And all that tab is dedicated to is trying to knock down claims that FEMA says are
There's your Ministry
false,
of Truth
including
right there,
the claim that money that was appropriated for Helene victims, for disaster victims, they are not getting because instead that money is going to migrants. FEMA says that is not happening.
Now, let me just pull out of this clip for a second, pause it, because I'm going to go back to it. Nobody is saying that money that was allocated for disaster relief is going to migrants. What they're saying is it's unfair that the migrants have gotten so much more support in this country than those who have been victims of Hurricane Helene. These are two different claims. The principle, the spirit of the claim is the same. It's obviously a violation of the rights and interests of our people if migrants are getting millions of dollars while people are being repeatedly denied the 750 meager dollars that they've been promised by Kamala Harris and her $62,000 Tiffany necklace. Let's go back to the clip.
Hundreds of millions of dollars on both shelter and on support for migrants. What they do is they reimburse states, cities, or towns that have come out of pocket to try to house the migrants themselves. In some cases, the money goes directly for shelter. But it's a specific pool of funding that FEMA calls its SSP, its Shelter and Service Program. That actually goes to Customs and Border Protection first, and then FEMA administers that money. And take a look here. You can see over the last 2 years, the specific dollar amounts that were spent on this
shelter. So this
shelter
is the straw man that they've set up where they try to nitpick the details of the way the American budget system works or the way the U.S. government budget system works. They try to nitpick all the details so they can come in on a technicality and claim that it's a rumor or it's misinformation or disinformation, that people are complaining about the fact that our people are neglected at the expense or because other migrants are being funded. Or because we're spending billions upon billions of dollars on foreign wars for reasons totally unknown to the American populace, certainly not formally disclosed to the American people. That is the treason right there. This is the reason that there is a populist awakening in the United States of America. The more corrupt and unfair and unjust a government or a political class becomes, the more populist the people become. It's why 100,000 people showed up yesterday in Butler, Pennsylvania to support Trump and Elon Musk and J.D. Vance and others. It's why thousands upon thousands of people showed up to support Tucker Carlson and Alex Jones in Reading, Pennsylvania. It's why Kamala Harris has to pay the same 4,000 people and bus them from rally to rally across the country. The cell phone data came out, folks. 4,000 people at one rally were also at the next rally for Kamala Harris. They are paying these people and busing the same people to go from rally to rally to give the illusion that she has popular support when the fact of the matter is she simply does not. But here in clip number 25, we're going to see what's really going on. FEMA is now confiscating goods and supplies from people who are simply trying to help. Not only is the government failing to help these people, but they're prohibiting and preventing volunteers from coming in and saving the day. Watch.
Folks, we have breaking news coming out of some of the most affected areas in our southwest region of our country right now, namely Georgia, North Carolina. This morning on my show, we have LFA correspondent Tyler Kramer on the ground in North Carolina, and he had some great on-the-ground reporting, in-the-field reporting today. But basically, all of the relief efforts that have been going on have been by civilians, civilian airplanes, civilian helicopters, civilian rescue vehicles, civilian tractors and dozers, and any kind of rescue and relief has all been done by civilians. People are coming together like you've never seen before. Actually, some of the greatest reporting this morning was at the fact that, you know, the country may not be as divided as we think. Maybe politically, yes, but we're banding together like never before. And on LFA TV today, we raised about $8,000 to help in the relief efforts, which we're actually sending down there as well. Some of us are going to be heading down there to help out. But the breaking news today, folks, is that FEMA, that now has jurisdiction in a lot of these areas, is literally confiscating donations and relief materials. So any, you know, first aid kits and food and water.
And this isn't just one anecdotal example of this. This isn't just one guy with the cell phone making this claim. We saw Elon Musk post some footage from SpaceX engineers yesterday. It's clip number 40. We'll run it as B-roll. SpaceX engineer in North Carolina has dire warning. Biden-Harris FEMA actively blocking shipments for relief. They are being denied landing their helicopters and other supplies to certain areas. A shocking firsthand account from a SpaceX engineer in storm-battered North Carolina reveals that Biden-Harris Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, blocked shipments of critical goods for relief efforts into the region. There have been numerous reports this week of FEMA actively hindering relief efforts in the western part of the state, including threatening private helicopter pilots with arrests for conducting rescue missions. We also learned that the Biden-Harris administration drained FEMA funds to support illegal aliens, prioritizing non-citizens, future voters, over American citizens. Around lunchtime the other day, Elon Musk shared a dire message from one of his SpaceX engineers on the ground in the storm-ravaged state. Musk said FEMA is not merely failing to adequately help people in trouble, but is actively blocking citizens who try to help. He shared the message, which reads, quote, "Hey Elon, update here on site of Asheville, North Carolina. We have powered up two large operating bases for choppers to deliver goods into hands. We've deployed 300-plus Starlinks, and it has saved many lives. The big issue is FEMA is actively blocking shipments and seizing goods and services locally and locking them away to state they are their own. It's very real and scary how much they have taken control to stop people helping. We are blocked now on the shipments of new Starlinks coming in until we get an escort from the fire department, but that may not be enough." Let's run clip number 15, just going to show and prove that FEMA really is in the way.
Present, they're in the way. They are directly interrupting our ability to conduct missions and operations. And I'm not going to disparage anybody because we are trying to work within partner relationships, both government and non-government entities within state and federal and county. I went to put a couple of people into a hotel last night, and they have a security guard at the hotel. And I said, "Oh, we're so sorry. The entire hotel has been booked for federal employees." And I was like, "No, I have people that were just pulled out of a mountain that are living out in the hills, and there's not a place for me to put them because we have federal employees that are staying in the hotel. I slept in this white car last night. I smell like foot and death right now, as does every single person on our team. Not a single one of us slept. We got done maybe at 3 o'clock the moment the sun was up and we could fly helicopters again. We were back in the air and we have not stopped. And I was like on the fence about trying to get on this program or not. I want people to understand how incredible this organization is, Save Our Allies, and all the work that all of these volunteers are doing. But people, this is biblical level devastation. This is apocalyptic, the things that we see out there.
We have more shocking reports on the other side of this break coming up in exactly 90 seconds. In the meantime, I want to remind everyone out there to please visit realalexjones.com and contribute to Alex's legal defense fund and expenses to set up or launch a backup operation in the event that InfoWars is shut down next month. Or please go to thealexjonesstore.com. Check out all the amazing shirts and hoodies and hats and gear. Plus, every dollar you spend enters you to win this amazing Dodge Ram truck. It's $138,000 value plus $10,000 in cash to help you pay for any of the sales tax that you might accrue if you actually win this. We're going to announce the winner at the end of this month, I believe on the 30th of October. So please go to realalexjones.com if you can afford to pitch in. This is not an expense. It is an investment in free speech, in Alex Jones, in InfoWars, in his family, and in the crew. Everything you buy supports us. Plus, these shirts are absolutely amazing. They're even better than the shirts that we've been selling at InfoWars.com. At thealexjonesstore.com. Amazing stuff happening out there, folks. Unbelievable, these attacks on Alex Jones and the crew and freedom of speech altogether. It's Elon Musk, Donald Trump, Alex Jones, this crew that are on the front lines of the information war, trying to bring truth to victory over all deceit and evil there is. It's truly good versus evil. Please be the reason we are still on the air at thealexjonesstore.com or at realalexjones.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The powerful body's formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Body's is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on. Your mind.
So you probably remember the other day Kamala Harris went to the border and in her $62,000 Tiffany necklace, I looked it up. I found the necklace on Tiffany. It's the same necklace. It's a 60, at least it could be the $78,000 one, but I think it's the $62,000 one. So she got, you know, the more frugal, the more economical version of the necklace. And keep in mind, I don't care that she's rich. I don't care that anyone's rich. I want to be rich. I love people who have nice things as long as they're good people. But the fact that she would wear a $62,000 necklace to the border, or the fact that she would do so the day before coming out and just promising a meager $750 to Hurricane Helene victims just disgusts me. It's just indicative of all of the problems with the political class, how they lack total empathy. It's just bad form. It's bad taste. You don't show up to hurting people to help them in a luxury vehicle or wearing super nice clothes or expensive watches. It's just bad form, okay? And so she showed up at the border in her $62,000 necklace. The next day she comes out and she promises that $750 will be given to these victims of Hurricane Helene. First of all, it was insulting that $750 was the number. It's only $50 more than what was promised to the victims in Lahaina, Maui, for these Maui wildfires earlier this year. And Nick Sorter even said the other day when he came on, he said that he was reluctant to associate or describe or liken what's happening in North Carolina to what happened in Maui. He's very sensitive to what happened to the people in Maui because he was there on the ground. He saw it happen. He was followed around and threatened and intimidated. This appears to be a land grab, if not at least election interference, this lack of response. And the $750 is a joke, but now reports are coming out that people aren't even getting the $750 after it's promised to them. I want to show you clip number 38 here, and then I'll show you clip number 39. These are two women who were denied the $750. Last night I showed you a gentleman who was denied because he has homeowner's insurance. So they're not even giving out the meager sum that they promised. They seem to think it was going to be some big deal, some exciting relief for these people that they were getting $750, but it's not even that. They're not even doing that. Clip 38.
Hey guys, for those that don't know, I'm at the foothills of the Western North Carolina mountains, and everybody in my area that I've talked to, including myself, who applied for the $750 assistance payment from FEMA, has been denied. Okay. Yeah. They've denied us. Okay. So here we sit. We've thrown out all of our food because we had no power for 5-6 days. Some still are without power. Here we sit. Limited resources in the store. And they have denied our $750 resource check. So, yeah. How do you like that?
Phone with people in rural counties helping them do FEMA applications because not everybody's tech savvy. Not everybody knows how to do that. Well, what they're doing is they're only giving $750 per household. And that is if your income qualifies and if you don't have homeowners. So essentially the only people that are getting approved are the people that already have EBT and government assistance. If you make enough money, you're not getting any help. So when you're paying for generators, food, hotels, can't go to work, and you don't have a savings to dig into, which nobody has right now because this economy is terrible, well, you're SOL. You got to wait for the government to come into your town and save you because they're not going to give you money unless you're low income. So what Kamala said 2 years ago about during a disaster helping the lower income, that's exactly what's happening. Only those people are getting the $750. Other people are not getting the help. And I'm sorry, but not everybody has a savings to dig into right now. It's just terrible. It's discriminatory, and it pisses me off.
So they're not even giving the $750. And watch here. In clip number 59, I'm going to show you a video of a trucker talking about what's really going on in North Carolina. But the government is nowhere to be found in hurricane disaster area, says healthcare security official. A man who claims to work security detail for a dialysis company said he's seen no government help anywhere on the ground in Nashville, North Carolina, one of the region's hardest hit by Hurricane Helene. Quote, I'm currently in Asheville, North Carolina with my company doing disaster security for a dialysis company. And we're also doing search and rescue for patients to bring them to dialysis so they don't die of kidney failure. The man said in a social media post that's gone viral, this place is a war zone and the military is not here. But I want to show you this separate clip, number 59, of this trucker just releasing, exposing what's really going on.
The people in North Carolina, you deserve to hear this. I'm a truck driver, all right? I have a 53-foot step deck. I've been trucking for about 2.5 years. I have a YouTube channel. You can verify that on Baby Lion Hotshot. Usually in a disaster situation, it is payday for truckers. We look for that hurricane. We look for that ice storm. There's generators coming to you. There's stuff coming out of military bases. There is excavators, skid steers, bulldozers, tree trimming equipment, pumps, like water pumps to pump water out of places that have been flooded. There's no loads on the load board coming to you within 125 miles of Asheville. It's called Truck Stop. This is where I find all my loads. Chicago, Illinois, up at the top, within 250 miles of Chicago is where I'm going to pick up. The second is the destination. So it goes origin, destination. Watch. See? Drop off location. Let's do city. North Carolina. Click it. Boom. All right. These are all $1.40 a mile loads, $1.39. That was posted yesterday. I mean, there's nothing. There's nothing. Wow. These are loads that you wouldn't even, nobody's taking them. They're just on the load board. They've been on there since yesterday. You can see, right? Let's type in a different city. That's from Chicago. Maybe Tennessee, maybe Nashville is closer and they'd send resources from Nashville, Tennessee. Nashville, Tennessee, within 250 miles of Nashville to Asheville, North Carolina, within 125 miles. Let's see. That's it. That's all the loads. That's
unbelievable.
All the loads that are
nothing. Five trucks being requested.
I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I mean, what the hell's going on here? I had brokers call me and tell me, Stu, have you seen any loads going to Asheville or like anywhere around the Carolinas, South Carolina, Georgia? Is there any like FEMA loads? There's none. Zero. He's been a broker for 6 years. And he's talking to other brokers. They're saying the same thing. What's going on?
And now
on
clip 58, see how Kamala Harris, her administration, her FEMA, this administration's, this regime's FEMA is arresting those attempting to relieve and save people from this disaster. Clip 58.
I'm currently in Asheville, North Carolina with my company doing disaster security for a dialysis company. And we're also doing search and rescue for patients to bring them to dialysis so they don't die. This place is a war zone, people, and the military is not here. And the reason I'm pissed, because I was part of the operation during Hurricane Katrina. I was stationed in San Diego, and within 96 hours, we were in Louisiana. And these bastards are not sending the military here. There's so much destruction. There's no news crews here. That's why you're not seeing it. The American people should be angry at what our government is doing to this town. There are people hurting here. There are so many people dying. I drove past a young kids about 5 to 7 years old. They were brother and sister, and they were looking for their parents. We got them to a church. These young kids don't know where their mom and dad are. And the military is being fucking hamstringed by these goddamn DOD fucking executives.
So you see that people are seeing what's really going on. It's incredibly frustrating, this level of injustice. And now we have reports that FEMA public affairs chief locks her X account amid outrage over agency's disastrous hurricane response. This is Jacqueline, I don't know how to pronounce it, Rothenberg, Biden-Harris appointee, director of public affairs at FEMA, former White House climate GA comms director, at Joe Biden, at New York City mayor, at Hillary Clinton. Just unbelievable. She's locked her account now. FEMA public affairs director Jacqueline Rothenberg locked her account Saturday amid widespread outrage over the agency's disastrous hurricane response in affected areas. How ironic, given Rothenberg is the agency's seasoned on-the-record spokesperson whose only task is media relations and crisis communications. She's locking her account because things are just getting that ugly. It's very similar to what you see from Hillary Clinton, who blocks replies to her posts on X, or to the World Economic Forum, or to NATO, which block replies oftentimes on their X X posts. They understand that everybody hates them. They are well aware of this. They don't want to hear any feedback. They just don't want anybody to see that everyone else hates them. They want to feign and pretend and fake that they have some semblance of popularity. And the fact of the matter is, everybody knows how ridiculous this administration is. Even TikTok culture, which is typically associated with Gen Z and leftist ideology and wokeism and all of those things, is coming out in clip number 49 and making fun of the Kamala Harris campaign. Take a look at this clip.
Please help us. We are dying. We are without food, water, or shelter, or any electricity. We need your aid.
Understood. We're going to send $8 billion worth of aid.
Oh, thank you.
To Ukraine. Let's do that right away, ASAP. Come on.
What? No, a hurricane has completely ravaged the people that you represent. Give us that money.
Oh, don't worry. We're going to give you money. Every single one of you is getting $750 each.
You sent $8 billion to Ukraine. You're going to give us $750? You know what? Okay, we'll take it. How do we get it?
Easy. You just go online and apply, and if you pass the application, we'll wire the money right over.
Okay, let me get this straight. You want us, people that are trapped in a town with no water, food, resources to spend $750 on, to go online when we have no electricity, so we don't have any Wi-Fi, to get the $750?
I'm black, just like one of you.
What does that have to do? You know, President Biden, please do something.
Absolutely unbelievable. But I thought FEMA was prepared. Just 3 months ago, clip number 44, Mayorkas said FEMA was tremendously prepared for hurricane season. Let's watch.
FEMA is tremendously prepared. This is what we do. This is what they do. And the key here, Rebecca, is also to make sure that the communities who are potentially impacted are prepared as well. And it's not just hurricanes and fire, wildfires, also extreme heat, which certainly some parts of the United States are already experiencing.
Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is sounding the alarm on FEMA funding right after the devastation of Hurricane Helene. Listen.
We are meeting the immediate needs with the money that we have. We are expecting another hurricane hitting. We do not have the funds. FEMA does not have the funds to make it through the season.
This all comes as the Biden-Harris administration.
Wrong again. Wrong. And so let's just take a 30,000-foot view of this. We understand that we've spent billions upon billions of dollars in Ukraine and Israel and Iran and basically every nation in the world, and we didn't prepare for this hurricane season. We understand that our administration, this regime that rules over us, has promised $750 to the people who are suffering and is failing incessantly to provide anyone with that $750 except those who already have government assistance for their day-to-day life. And we understand that they are blocking and arresting people for interfering on the ground with delivering shipments. We understand that they aren't actually having any supplies shipped to the area. And this is a disaster in and of itself. Frankly, this response to the disaster is an even bigger disaster than the disaster itself. And when you look at this, it's like, what's the motive? And well, David Axelrod in clip number 47 answers that question for you. He says Trump voters in hurricane ravaged areas will have difficulty voting. Clip number 47.
Here's my question about North Carolina. You had these killer storms, which, by the way, was a third big story this week.
Yes, another
storms. And there's a lot of displacement in western North Carolina. Now, Asheville is a blue dot in that area, but there are a lot of Republican voters there.
I was
going to
say, Asheville's key.
But those voters in Asheville are, they're, you know, the kind of voters who will figure out a way to vote. You know, they're upscale kind of liberal voters, and they're probably going to figure out a way to vote. I'm not sure a bunch of these folks who've had their homes and lives destroyed elsewhere in western North Carolina in the mountains there are going to be as easy to wrangle for the Trump campaign.
So that is the story. This is election interference at the highest levels. That's all that this boils down to. It is as simple as that. It's a land grab, just like Maui. It's election interference, just like we saw in 2020 and 2016. This is an attempt to undermine the will of the people being represented on November 5th when we go to vote for the president of the United States. They want to delay the response to this as long as possible so those who would normally vote for Trump in the region have no way to do so on November 5th or before November 5th. And they haven't even stopped there. Obviously, they've attempted to assassinate President Trump at least twice, I believe three times, if you take into consideration what happened in Tucson this year. But now they're really going after Melania Trump. Melania Trump says she doesn't trust Secret Service at the top level to protect her husband. This is clip number 57. I want you to watch Melania respond to questions about the family's confidence in Secret Service. 57.
I have a great team and my detail around me and my husband as well. I think there are some holes, something is going on the top level, or it was when that shooting happened. I know some people changed the positions, but let's hope that will never happen again.
So let's see clip number 23 then. In response to Melania, let's see what The View has been saying about Melania. Obviously, she's expressing concern for her husband. She's come out with numerous videos expressing concern and affection for her husband, but The View just can't stomach the notion that maybe Trump and his wife Melania are in a healthy relationship. They just want to undermine the integrity or value or virtue of this man as much as possible because they're after you. Clip number 23.
I think she hates him.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Okay, so we can all
That's
agree on that. That's a given. I also think that she wants to take him out. She does not want to be the first lady anymore.
They agree with you.
She doesn't want to be the first lady. She destroyed the Rose Garden. Who hates Christmas? Melania Trump hates Christmas. She doesn't want to
Please,
decorate
did you see what the
Christmas?
Biden regime did to Christmas with the Nutcracker video?
She doesn't want to sleep in the same room with him. She can't tolerate him.
Allegedly.
And she does.
Yeah, how do you know all this?
Yeah, I was like, I don't know.
Yeah, how do you know? You're just making it up. Absolutely disgusting. And they haven't stopped there. MSNBC came out in clip number 22 this week and said that the only reason that Melania did the nudes photo shoot from years and years ago, I think before she was even married to Trump, is because she wanted to draw men to support Trump. This is bizarre. Clip number 22.
Melania is talking to those young men particularly. She may be talking just to their wives, but this is, you know, she's in line with where most of the United States is and all the polling shows where the population is. She's just not particularly in line with where her husband's politics are.
Well, she may have been speaking to those young men with her naked pictures when she did the nude photo shoots in GQ, but we can't forget that Laura Bush did.
So now they're giving her a hard time for the naked photo shoot that she did. Well, they support OnlyFans accounts like hell, and they support the right for women to be sex workers all the time. So it's okay when they do it, but it's not okay when Melania Trump years and years ago did some scandalous photos for a photo opportunity. She was a model. Models always do photo shoots where they look sexy. It's unbelievable. It's like they're jealous that she's sexy, that there's something natural and heterosexual about this relationship between Donald Trump and Melania Trump. And I think the fact of the matter is, in clip four, we'll see from Doug himself, they're just disappointed that they cannot reciprocate the same kind of relationship or the same kind of normalcy that we see from the right, from Republicans and Trump supporters who are in marriages and stay in marriages and have children. We see the likes of Doug coming up, and compared to Melania, he really is a gremlin. Let's watch clip number four.
I got to get into this. Okay, so there was an impression of you on Saturday Night Live. What did you think of it?
Well, I've been watching that show my whole life, and to think that somebody's playing me, first of all, it's just so, like, wow. And then I got handed. Andy Samberg did a good job.
He approved.
I approve. Andy, good job. I love the second gentle mensch line was pretty good, and his little Dougie, you know, coming.
Also, you got your little dance.
Well, he had his little dance. He was like trying to do the Dougie. I don't know what that move was, but it was pretty good. Andy, good job.
Good job. Approved. There you go.
Maya Rudolph, she's so good as Kamala. That is, she did a really good job.
That's a great combination. It gotta be odd to be like, once you were a fan of the show and now they're impersonating you.
Yeah. It's like I said, so much of this is so surreal.
Such a woman.
And to have that happened. But
and then we've got the likes of Tim Walz and clip number 35, apparently getting off the bus in New York to a very small crowd. I don't know if it was, it might have been in New York, PA, but getting off the bus in clip number 35, and he's like, this is the best moment of my life. Let's watch. Look at him. There's like
Before
nobody
I
there.
Start, I just have to admit, that is the coolest thing I've ever got
that
to do.
That is the coolest thing that I've ever done in my entire life. That was so cool. It was so amazing. It was just so beautiful to see all that. And then you have, I can't even stop. These clips, they just go on and on and on and on with this ridiculousness. How about clip number 28 where Chris Farley somehow came back from the dead and accurately impersonated Tim Walz right here?
I don't understand what's going on in the news. I'm not likable. I don't get along with people. I don't change my underwear. Make babies cry. Drink maple syrup straight from the bottle.
And not to mention how embarrassing Kamala Harris is with her different accents for different crowds. We're going to show clip number 26 in a second. Every time she speaks to a different group of people, she adopts a different accent, a different vernacular to try to liken herself or associate with those people. Nobody is falling for it. The internet exists in a way now that it did not exist in the 90s. I don't know why she thinks she can get away with it. Why can Tim Walz get away with stolen valor? Why did he think that? Why does Kamala Harris think that she can get away with stealing people's vernacular and accents? This is clip number 26.
I'm so convinced that if Kamala Harris went in front of a Vietnamese crowd, oh, honey, vote for me. I make everything better for the Vietnamese people. And this is how we can do it.
Clip number 21, we had this video go viral this week of some family or group actually doing something that's the closest I've ever seen to accurately depicting the race or ethnicity or background of Kamala Harris. I believe that her father was Jamaican. So let's watch clip number 21 just for about a minute so you can see this asinine, awkward, bizarre support. Mentally ill, truly mentally ill. 21.
He saw division, tried to build a wall.
He made a few of his people wealthy. Oh, he don't care about the rest at all.
He's got convictions, he did the nasty and undermined the Constitution.
He's an oppressor of civil liberties, megalomaniac Republican.
Unbelievable the amount of depravity these people. Folks, we're coming up on a break. We're going to be back on the other side at the top of the hour. In 1 hour, I will be taking your calls, but we're going to do more news, more clips for the next hour. In the meantime, please visit realalexjones.com and show your support for Alex Jones's legal defense fund and expenses fund for if we have to launch another operation. And please go to thealexjonesstore.com. Purchase any goods there. This really helps Alex. We have an amazing deal with our partners at Bigly. They have been American heroes and their support for us. Please go to thealexjonesstore.com. Buy any of the t-shirts, hoodies, merch. We've got new Halloween shirts that are absolutely amazing. Plus, every dollar you spend enters you to win an amazing $138,000 Dodge Ram truck, plus $10,000 in cash. So if you're not wanting to just give and donate at realalexjones.com, but if you want something back, then go to thealexjonesstore.com right now. More news on the other side.
Mm-hmm. The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this T-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out, and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast limited edition fundraiser T-shirt now. Get yours now.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss. It equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are. And that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taking place, and they're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.